space stuff. But that's, we need to be looking at Delaware and Maryland, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's more along the line here, not New Jersey. And you know, as soon as you cross over the bay, you're in metropolitan areas.
And we don't want to be chasing.
Jim, I'm not picking on you, but I am picking on you because I know you started a lot of DRVA stuff, and I've had a lot of experience with DRVA. And it just dealing with that bunch over there is nuts.
Yeah. And I think all airports that get federal funds have the same responsibilities and the same challenges, and it's how they apply
can be,
it.
Can be reasonable or they can be absurd. When I tried to go to Millville just simply to do rides over there like I can at any other airport under Part 91 and my exemption, the level of additional requirements they want to throw them because of DRVA rules that they had incorporated was to the point I said, not even interested. Mm-hmm. No wonder the rides airplanes mostly skip over going to New Jersey.
And that's going to chase, if we adopt that, and I don't know if this committee, people in this committee are aware of it, but DRVA not only has, you know, airports in Delaware, but they're in Jersey, and their rules and regulations are the same, I think, for all their airports, which certainly has their Jersey influence, which is not conducive to the pilot community. So we need to make sure that we're not doing something that's going to affect people coming in, whether they're flying by, stopping to get fuel, or whether they're coming in and they want to be residents here. We got to be very careful that we're not chasing airplanes and owners away. And that's one of the problems that we've heard on the streets, is that we are chasing them away. And that's one of the reasons that we asked, and this committee was formed, is to ensure that we keep Sussex County Airport as a friendly airport, and that we invite traveling aircraft to come in here.
And what reason you said we're chasing them away?
Because of cost. If we have a big insurance requirement here, okay, then
we
aren't going to stay
that,
here.
Jeff, I mean, at least let's bring in the you know, by mutual cooperation. That's not our intent either.
I understand that.
You know, let's bring in the insurance requirements and have an intelligent discussion and then kind of go from there.
But we want to lay the groundwork because we're sitting here looking at a time in the economic times here that are not well. You know, we're not putting out much. Delta's not putting out much work. County doesn't have much sewer work. Private sector doesn't have much coming in. People, you know, we're not going into good economic times. And you know,
we said from the beginning that the minimum standards are there to encourage business, protect the businesses that are here, serve the public, and protect the public's interest. So those are the things that we ought to be doing. So I think we're all saying the same thing here. We're just not making any progress on actually doing it.
Well, as far as 1.2, that's been defined. Now, both the county attorney has been defined by the FAA. I don't see any change, you know, any reason to even discuss that any further. We're stuck with that. What we've got to do is just keeping that in mind now and knowing that now, take a look at everything that we got to do and keep that in mind, that which is what Jeff said, to keep the airport as a, you know, not a DRBA airport, but as a Sussex County airport, and that incumbent upon us to make the recommendations to the county. So what's the next on the agenda? What's the next item to start going to? As far as I'm concerned, there's no need to stay 1.2 anymore.
Is there a consensus on that? 1.2 as with the changes are okay?
I don't have any issues with it.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter if we've got issues with it anymore. Well, it's been defined by an authority that's higher than what we have. So
everything that I've changed to 1.2, including the 1.2.4.
And 1.2.4, I just went through Everett's letter and I kind of skimmed it, but I'm just trying to find this record, this 12-month recommendation that existing lease should be reset to the human standard. I just don't. Can you help me find it in here? Everett's opinion?
Everett or David?
David Rutz.
Okay.
It's David. I'm sorry. David.
Yeah. Let me find it for you. I mean, you got to look at each individual lease.